I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's turn our attention. So we have various reports. Matt Norlander of CBSSports.com is reporting the University of Mississippi has met with Texas coach, former Texas coach, Chris Beard, and is in the process of vetting him to potentially be the next head coach of its men's basketball program, sources confirmed to CBS Sports. I know there are some people, Cobb, that are saying this is a done deal. I think that's a little too far ahead, but I think right now the entire search is focused on Chris Beard, and the fact that it has gotten this public to me suggests they're probably just waiting. They're waiting to sign the papers. They're waiting for the season to end. If indeed Chris Beard is the hire, in your mind, how big of a risk is that for Ole Miss?
Well, it puts, you know, Keith Carter's job in the crosshairs, or really anyone in that administration who signs off on this, because if there is a recurrence of the behavior that got him fired at Texas, you just invite untold amounts of embarrassment upon yourself. So it's a huge risk in that sense, because whoever signs off on this is essentially signing their own death warrant from an employment perspective, because you don't go out and hire the coach who was arrested on felony domestic violence charges just a few months in the past and then get a pass if he somehow ends up in that situation again. So they must feel real confident that it was an aberration, not something that's a pattern in Chris Beard's past. But I think it's interesting, because if you think about it from a basketball standpoint, this, no doubt about it, signals how serious Ole Miss is about being successful at basketball. This is a risk, but it's a risk that could have a tremendous payoff because of how good of a coach he is. So, I mean, just go and look at it. Who in the country right now is going to have clearly a better football and basketball coaching combination than Ole Miss? If Chris Beard is the hire, Lane Kiffin and Chris Beard, I mean, come on. That is as good of a 1-2 punch as there is anywhere in college sports.
And I suppose. In, you know, it depends.
The College World Series champions on top of that. So interesting times in Oxford.
I suppose. Who else would be in consideration? Bama?
I mean, Alabama potentially.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I mean, I guess the way that I look at it like this, I don't know if I would have the stones to do this, but Keith Carter is a former player and a former basketball player. Basketball means a lot to him. The program is probably about as low as it's ever been. I mean, Cobb, they were getting maybe like 1,100, 1,200 people at certain games. I understand the thought process of, we're already at the very bottom. Like, why bottom out? Like, there's no other opportunity to hire him. Again, I stress, I don't know if I'd have the stones to do it. I do kind of get it.
Yeah, now the next question is, if he's hired, does he bring Mark Adams? Because, you know, Mark Adams got all that credit for being his defensive coordinator at Texas Tech, and now Mark Adams might be on his way out at Texas Tech. I think that's probably a little far-fetched. You're already going to be getting a lot of criticism. You might invite even more unnecessarily on yourself for that, but no, it's a great hire. I think what we're seeing now in some ways is a little bit of a trial balloon. And the sport is so busy with so many other things going on right now. Jim Boeheim hinting at his retirement. Jalen Clark from UCLA out for the season. All six Power Conference tournaments either starting or ramping up today. The list goes on. We're 3 days, 4 days, whatever, away from Selection Sunday. So is Ole Miss's basketball coaching hire basically just the idea of, like, this is a controversial hire because there's so much else going on, and it's maybe not going to get all the attention and the outrage that it might on a slow news week?
I mean, I haven't seen Wolken weigh in yet. That was a little bit surprising. I mean, I think that if you want to kind of take the skeptical approach, you could say this. It's going to be bad PR for a few days, but the tournament starts next week. And to your point, like, I don't know what I mean? Like, we just find something else to get outraged about. I mean, You know what I mean? Like, people still don't feel great about Alabama, but it's not part of every conversation right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and Brandon Miller talked today for the first time. I'll actually be at the SEC tournament in the morning through Saturday, and it's going to be interesting to kind of see the dialogue there amongst the assembled media about, you know, if the Chris Beard thing goes through. So sort of how are we talking about that? How is that being framed in light of the Brandon Miller stuff? Well, I think you mentioned this or somebody did recently, but, like, you know, you got this idea of, all right, Brandon Miller can play basketball. He was cleared of wrongdoing in a terrible situation. Hugh Freeze is welcomed back to the SEC, right, after his transgressions. And so who's to say that Chris Beard, cleared of wrongdoing from the criminal standpoint, shouldn't be as well? I'm not saying that that's what I believe. I think there's, like, we talked about this last week, I think you and I did, the idea that, like, what if photos surface?
Yeah, you and I did.
The alleged incident. I mean, that's going to be really to deal with. And it does remind me of the Donnie Tindall situation, when Tennessee hired Donnie Tindall, and there were obvious red flags, and then after 1 year, it blew up in their face. So there is risk. There's a huge amount of risk on Ole Miss's part hiring Chris Beard, but like we talked about, the payoff is insane and immense. Look at what he did at Little Rock in year one there. He took over a team that was coming off of a losing season, and he won 30 games immediately. Year two at Texas Tech, he had the Red Raiders in the national title game. This year at Texas, he assembled a team that very well may still reach the Final Four, even after losing its head coach midway through the season. So Chris Beard is on the short list of best coaches in college basketball. And if you're willing to deal with the PR backlash, then it is a high reward hire. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, it is the best coach that you can hire, but it comes with baggage. I mean, you know, and in the end, the reason why you can hire him is because he does have the baggage.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.